Good day, and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm your host, Stephen Henderson, and I'm really glad you've decided to join us. We want to spend much of today talking about the persistent outages from last week's storm. Still 168,000 people don't have power because of the ice and the high winds. The level of ire at DTE and Consumers Energy is pretty high right now, not just among customers, but also among public officials. We're going to be joined by Representative Rashida Tlaib in a bit, who's going to talk about her frustration with DTE in particular and the kinds of things that she suggests would make this better. Nick Schreck, an environmental lawyer who studies this issue pretty closely, is also going to join us and talk about what he thinks. But we also have some breaking news today, and so we've got to shift gears a little bit and have another discussion. This morning, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced that she will run for the open Senate seat that will be left by Debbie Stabenow next year. We've got Representative Slotkin with us. She represents Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Alyssa, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on making that decision. But before we even get to that, I want to talk about the process that you used to come to this decision. You had said before that you were thinking about it. What tipped this in favor of making a run for this seat?
Yeah, well, you know, the Senator Stabenow, who's, you know, done incredible work here in Michigan, surprised the heck out of me and I think lots of other people by not running again and announcing that in early January. So it took me by surprise, and I needed to just make sure I was not jumping into something without a clear understanding of what it would take to run a statewide campaign, without understanding a path to victory. I'm obviously interested in keeping the seat in Democratic hands, and so what's the data-based plan? But then, you know, what do people want to be hearing about and talking about and having their representative fight for on a statewide basis? So it's just been a ton of coffees, a ton of conversations, a ton of visits with folks who are not in my current district, so a ton of time in Detroit and in the suburbs of Detroit. And we're kicking off a listening tour here later this week in Detroit to officially sort of hear from people. But for me, it's just about making sure I don't go into something half-cocked, and a lot of conversations with people who, frankly, I didn't know.
So the Senate is a really different body than the House is. It's changed a lot, too, over the kind of recent years. I kind of feel like there are two different kinds of people in the Senate, though. In some ways, there are folks who really focus on their home state and advocating for that home state in many different spaces, and then there are folks who make it more about kind of national issues and national representation, and I feel like that's a choice that people make when they get to the Senate, what kind of Senate office they want to have. I wonder if you've given thought yet to what kind of senator you would want to be.
Well, I think for me, you are elected by your state. So your first and primary obligation is to represent your state and advocate for your state's interests. And, I think as a senator and one of 100, of course, you're asked to comment on lots of national issues. But if you, frankly, lose your moorings and don't remember who it is that is your boss, which is the people of your state, you're in trouble, I think. And I can only tell you past behavior is the best indicator of future behavior. I've been a congresswoman for 4 years. And while I'm a national security person by expertise and am asked to weigh in on that, a bunch. My first and primary focus has been on Michigan, and that to me is what I will do as a senator.
Mm-hmm. So, as you point out, you've got this incredible background in national security. Is that going to be that expertise, kind of a centerpiece of your campaign to Michiganders, or are there other issues that you really want to focus on?
Yeah, I mean, look, because my background as a CIA officer and at the Pentagon, and, you know, people will always, I think, come to me for national security issues. But for me, it's really been about redefining what we mean by homeland security, right? If you can't live a middle-class life, if you can't afford to take your kids on a vacation every couple of years, can't afford to have a little place up north on a salary, even though you do everything right, work 40 hours a week and stay out of trouble, something is wrong. And for me, if we don't have a strong middle class, that is not good for the economic security of the United States. So I think it's for me, just been a real redefinition. And that was brought home a couple of weeks ago, right, when we had what's for me my second school shooting in my district,
mm-hmm.
At MSU, right? Protecting our kids in their sanctuaries. I can't think of something that is more fundamental to homeland security. And it's just a sort of rethinking of what we mean by physical security. It's not just security from a terrorist group or from, you know, a nation state that's an adversary. It's about security at home for the people who live here. And that's, to me, much more prevalent for people than any national security issue.
We're talking with Representative Alyssa Slotkin. She's a Democratic congresswoman who represents Michigan's 7th congressional district. She announced today that she will seek the Democratic nomination for the open Senate seat that we'll have here in Michigan next year when Senator Debbie Stabenow steps down. We're talking about that decision. We're also going to ask her about the persistent outages here in Michigan. With the energy companies, lots of people really concerned about how long it's taking to get power back to everybody. We want to hear from you as well during the conversation. If you've got questions for Representative Slotkin as she prepares her campaign for Senate, or want to talk about the energy issues that we have, we're going to be talking about that all show today, even after Representative Slotkin has to leave us. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation. Let's start today with Anthony in Southwest. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I hope the next senator would prioritize health care. And, you know, I know that has some resonance with Representative Slotkin and her family, but it makes me wonder why I've never heard her support a universal plan such as Medicare for All. And then just another note, you know, that you mentioned the national security expertise. You know, I even question why you call that expertise. You know, Representative Slotkin puts that up as a merit on her record that she was in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those are disgusting parts of our recent history. And, you know, I don't think our biggest threats are Russia and China. I think there are people who want to go to war like Representative Slotkin.
Well, Anthony, I appreciate that perspective, and I'll give Representative Slotkin a chance to answer. There are folks who believe that the military-industrial complex here in our country and the focus on militarization and things like that is a problem. How do you answer that, Alyssa?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because so much for me is connected back to 9/11 and the run-up to at first the war in Afghanistan, but then really the war in Iraq. I was in New York City on my second day of grad school when 9/11 happened, and that was a major in or out moment for me. I knew by the end of the day I wanted to go into national security and protect my country because that was such a searing experience. But as the year went on after 9/11 and frankly the run-up to the Iraq war, there were major protests in New York City where I was living against the war in Iraq. And I was already someone who had lived in the Middle East, who had worked in the Middle East. So I protested the war, right? Anyone who knew the Middle East knew that it was crazy to do a major land war into a place like Iraq. And to be honest, once we went in and the situation was done, I mean, that was before I got in the government. For me, I wanted to at least try and get out of the situation in as decent a way possible with least amount of bloodshed. So I spent my life working alongside the military so that we could try and fix the problem that we created by going in. I ended up working for whoever was my commander in chief, right? I worked, yes, for Bush when he was in power, but then I worked for Obama and was there the first day at the White House that he was sworn in. So, and I would say, just very personally, people who work alongside the military our whole lives are the last people who want to go to war, because it is our community and our friends and our family who are the ones sent into those wars. So I understand certainly from, you know, reading my bio on paper why that's going to be something that people ask, but I feel very strongly that, you know, I got into this business to support my country, protect my country, and to stop bloodshed, to stop the bleeding, rather than promote it.
So this is a potential tension, I suppose, in the campaign for Senate. I think it's fair to describe you as a pretty moderate Democrat, center left. A challenge, I suppose, could come from somebody further left, and this could be one of the issues that they raise, is this strain between the focus on national security versus other issues. Have you considered that quite yet?
Well, look, I've been a congresswoman for 4 years, and I think all you have to do is look at my record on the bills that I've written, sponsored, co-sponsored, and voted on. The vast majority have nothing to do with national security. They have to do with preserving and expanding a middle class in our state that invented it, that invented the middle class. So I think, like, it's one thing to sort of say, well, she's got this background. It's another thing to say, here's what she's spent her actual time on. Here's what she's done on constituent services. Here's how she's had more town halls than probably most elected officials in the state to be accessible. So, you know, that's what I'll have to expose and bring to people. But in terms of a primary, that's our democratic process. Mm-hmm. I don't fault anyone for, you know, looking at a primary and looking at getting in and having that conversation. That's how our system works. So that's expected from my position.
So I also am curious about the difference, of course, between running in a congressional district, which is a pretty small part of our state, and running statewide, and in particular, how you will introduce yourself, I guess, more fully to people in Detroit. You have not had to appeal to Detroiters for the other campaigns that you've run. What's your message to Detroiters, who many of whom don't really know you and don't know what you stand for, about what your role in the Senate would be? Advocating for us.
Yeah. So I've represented mid-Michigan, so Lansing and kind of the surrounding counties, for the last 4 years. And so I've worked extremely hard to get to every corner of that district and hear from people in the city of Lansing and in rural places, rural small towns. And I think that my approach, just like when I became a congresswoman, was you can't talk about them without them. You got to go and listen to people and just sit with your mouth shut and say, look, I'm thinking of running for Senate, or I'm running for Senate. What do you want out of your representative? What are you looking for? What are the key issues? If you were in my position, what's the one or two things you would focus on? So that's why we're starting, I've spent a ton of time talking to people in places like Detroit and the suburbs just in the past couple of weeks and thinking about running. But we're officially kicking off our listening tour in Detroit this Thursday, and we'll be in Flint and then in Grand Rapids. It's just a process of reaching out to people and saying, look, this is who I am. What do you care about? And tell me what you want me to fight for. And that's what I did in my congressional life, and that's what I will do as a Senate candidate. And in terms of the message and what I bring and what I'm focused on, again, like, you should be able, in the United States of America, work 40 hours a week, keep yourself out of trouble, and do well and have your kids do better. The price of healthcare shouldn't be this massive drag factor, and prescription drugs. You should be able to send your kids to school and be able to afford that. Do all of those things that our parents often did and sometimes our grandparents did, and then still have some left over to do something fun every so often. And that's become increasingly difficult. And so economic opportunity, jobs with dignity, healthcare you can afford, a pathway to education that empowers you. These are simple things that have become real complicated. That is what I want to focus on. And look, you're about to talk about the power outages and focused on clearly on the Detroit area, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And that is not by accident that we have historic, longstanding problems with energy issues in the city of Detroit, right? There are systemic issues that have led to the fact that we have so many outages and such late service in those communities. So it's about taking on some of those structural issues, in particular in Detroit, that I want to really focus my conversation on.
Okay. All right. Alyssa Slotkin, Congresswoman from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, now candidate for the U.S. Senate. It was really great to have you here. Congratulations again on your decision. I know putting yourself out there to campaign for office is always a pretty difficult thing to do. But congratulations, and we'll look forward to hearing more about how that goes.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Yeah. When we come back, we are going to switch gears a bit and talk about all of these power outages that continue nearly a week after the snow and ice and wind of last week. Representative Rashida Tlaib, who represents us here in the city of Detroit, is going to join to talk about her absolute outrage at DTE and Consumers Energy for their lack of speed getting these things back up and running. We'll also expand the conversation to talk about what we can do differently. Do we need a different way of providing electric and gas to people in our state that would be more reliable and less focused on private profit? We'll also want to continue to hear from you on the phones and on Twitter. 313-577-1019 is the number. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go and hashtag us, and we'll work you into the conversation. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.